name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have not never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
罗马书第10章第11节，经上记着说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。12节，犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。然而人未曾听见，未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美！
May God bless reading of His word. Here's the outline of today's sermon. We're going to look at number one, the inclusivity of the gospel.
我们看一下今天的大纲，第一个就是福音的全备性。
Second, our God-ordained mission.
第二个，神的大使命。
Then we're going to look at the definition of beautiful feet.
最后我们看一下何谓佳美的脚踪。
Let's look at number one, the inclusivity of the gospel.
我们看一下什么叫做福音的全备性。
In the book of Romans, up to this point, the Apostle Paul is laying a foundation.
在罗马书里面，保罗，使徒保罗把所有的基础都建立在这个上面。
He's trying to tell us salvation is found only in Jesus Christ.
他要告诉我们说，只有在耶稣基督里面有救赎。
To stand righteous before God comes from putting our faith in Jesus.
我们唯有将我们的信实的耶稣放在眼前，才有公义。
Let's look at these verses, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们看一下罗马书六章二十三节，罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
These are powerful verses. If we want to share the gospel with someone, these are good verses to quote. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
我们再看一下这些有能力的章句里面，罗马书第十章第九节，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里信，神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
There is no hope. These verses tell us very clearly, no hope aside from Jesus Christ.
很清楚的，我们看见离开了耶稣，我们是没有盼望的。
I love the song we sang earlier. 有一位神， we have a wonderful, mighty, majestic God. He is so holy.But we can come to Him through Jesus Christ.
我很喜欢今天的这个诗歌，有一位神，因为唯有神，我们才能够看见耶稣基督。
And so here it says, through Jesus, we have peace with this God.
因为只有这位神让我们得到平安。
We can gain access through Jesus to God's presence.
我们要借着他才能有这个通道与神。
And in Jesus Christ, we can find true rest.
因为只有在耶稣基督里，我们才有真正的平安。
This is the good news that we believe in. But who can experience this good news?
这个是真正的好消息，但是谁能够经历这些好消息呢？
Let's look at the inclusivity of the gospel.
我们来看一下何谓全备的。
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我们来看一段很熟悉的圣经，约翰福音三章十六节。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Do you see that? Anyone who would believe in Jesus should not perish but have eternal life.
你看见了吗？只要相信他的人，不会灭亡，只会得永生。
Look at this next passage, today's passage. Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame.For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is the Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
我们看见，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎么求他呢？未曾听见他，怎么信他呢？没有传道的。
No matter who we are, our background and our history,
不管我们每个人的背景如何,
if we would just call on the name of Jesus, we will be saved.
我们只要呼求主名就必得救。
The gospel is for all who would call upon the name of the Lord.
福音是给每一位呼求他名的人。
Let's look at number two, our God-ordained mission.
我们看一下第二条，神的大使命。
We look at these few verses. Let me read it to you one more time. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? How are they to hear without someone preaching?And how are they to preach unless they are sent?
我们再看一下这一段。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
These few verses fill out God's plan for salvation.
这几段经节就给我们彰显了神救赎。
Let's go to this slide. There are five components that are mentioned here. God's plan. These things have to happen in order for someone to be saved.
我们看一下，这里有五个阶段，这些五个阶段是必须要完成，人才能被得救。
Now, let's look at these things carefully.
我们仔细地看。
I want you to notice that most of these things we cannot do.
我们看一下，这些大部分的事情我们都不能做的。
They are out of our control.
不在我们的控制之内。
For example, we cannot force someone to call upon the name of the Lord.
例如说，我们不能勉强别人去呼求主名。
We cannot make someone believe in Jesus.
我们也不能勉强人去相信耶稣基督。
We cannot force someone to open their ears and listen.
我们也不能勉强别人打开耳朵来听。
We cannot save someone from their sin.
我们也不能救这些罪人。
And there's lastly, there's the send. Some people even said, oh, we can do the sending.
哦，有些人也许说，最后一个我可以，我可以被差遣。
But look at Mark chapter 16.
但是我们看一下马可福音第十六章。
Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Jesus already sent us; it's already been done.
我们看一下马可福音说，去到地极，将我的福音传给众人，传给万人。
See, everything is God's work.
全部的工作都是神的工。
Except one thing.
只有一项。
Let's look at this next slide. Except preaching.
除了传道。
Now, when we hear the word preaching, we picture something like this. someone behind the pulpit on Sunday preaching.
我们听到传道会以为是说主日有一位讲员站在讲道台上。
But actually, the word preach simply means to proclaim something, to happily share something.
事实上，传道是要分享、宣教神的福音与大家分享的。
That's the only thing that we can do.
这是我们唯一能做的事。
Now, I would like us to wrestle a little bit with this concept of God's sovereignty.
我们要来纠结一下这个神的主权是什么。
In Romans chapter 9, the Apostle Paul talked about God's sovereignty in choosing someone, saving someone.
使徒保罗在罗马书第九章说得很清楚，神的主权是神的主权，他可以选择，他可以救赎他所要找的人。
But here, chapter 10, it tells us, it asks us, how can they hear the gospel unless you tell them?
但是在第十章里面，保罗又告诉我们说，这些人听不到福音，除非我们去传福音。
Isn't that contradictory? I mean, isn't that something that we have to reconcile?
这听起来就是有点矛盾，我们是不是要纠察一下？
Could it be that God accomplished His mission of saving someone through us preaching the gospel?
会不会是神要利用我们，使我们去传福音，来完成他的福音大计呢？
Could it be God saying, yes, I am the author of salvation, I am the one who saves, but I'm going to entrust this message to you.
神说是的，我就是主权，我就是神，但是我要把这个功交托给你们去做，来完成我的救赎大计。
That's our God-ordained mission.
这就是神给我们的大使命。
No wonder the Apostle Paul, he said this in Romans chapter 1, verse 14. He says, I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome.
所以保罗在第一章里面说，我是欠了你们的债，我是必要去做传福音的工作。
He says, God has entrusted this important message to me that has eternal consequence.
神把这个大事交给我，因为这个有一个永生的后果。
And because it's so important, I must tell you, it would be wrong for me to keep this message to myself.
这个事情太重要了，所以我不能藏给自己，所以我一定要把这个消息传给你们，不然我将来就有。
And see, that is our God-ordained mission, is to simply preach, share this good news with those who do not know Jesus.
这个大使命就是要我们去跟所有未曾听见他的人去分享他的福音。
One day when we get to heaven,
有一天当我们到了天堂的时候,
we will be doing a lot of things that we are doing here on earth.
我们不会做我们现在地上要做的事情。
We will be still singing and praising God.
我们会唱诗歌颂赞神。
We will be serving God.
我们也会服侍神。
We will be fellowshipping with one another.
我们更会跟我们弟兄姐妹一起团契交通。
But there is one thing that we cannot do in heaven.
但是有一件事情我们在天堂是不能做的。
And that is to share the good news with unbelievers.
就是向那些未曾信主的人分享福音。
We will no longer be able to do that because everyone up there will be believers.
我们不能做这件事情，因为在天堂，全部的人都是基督徒了。
Our God-ordained mission while we're here on earth is to share the good news of Jesus Christ.To those who do not know him.
神给我们的大使命就是在地上要分享神最好的福音，神的好消息给世上这些未曾听信他的人。
A famous artist was asked to paint a picture of a dying church.
有一位艺术家是被要求要画一幅画，这幅画呢是关于一个教会 快要瓦解完蛋的教会。
And so everybody expected him to paint a very small and humble congregation worshiping in a broken down building.
每个人都以为他会画一个又小又破烂一个聚会所。
Instead, this artist, he painted a beautiful building with beautiful stained colored glass.
然而这位艺术家他画的是一个非常庄严伟大的教会，有所有漂亮的窗户门窗。
But near the door, there was an offering box marked mission.
但是在这个出口呢，有一个奉献箱。奉献箱上面是写着使命。
But the slot where you put money in was all covered up by cobwebs.
但是这个奉献口呢，全部被蜘蛛网封住了。
The message is very clear. A church that does not care about mission will die.
这个消息我们听起来是非常的清楚。如果不在乎神的大使命的教会，终至走向灭亡。
That's why it is said the church that does not evangelize fossilizes.
我们就看见，当这个教会不去传福音的时候，他们就石化了。
So today, through today's passage, God is using the Apostle Paul to ask us some rhetorical questions.
我们在罗马书里面看见神使用保罗问了我们一些反问的问题。
Now we all know what rhetorical questions are, right? Rhetorical questions, they are not really questions, they are statements.
这些反问句我们知道很清楚，它事实上就是一个陈述。
And when a rhetorical question is asked, the answer is so obvious that you don't need to answer the question because the answer is so obvious.
在所有的反问句里面，我们不需要去回答，因为我们去看见答案就在这个问题里面。
So, may I?Ask these questions again.
我再问你们一些问题。
Verse 14, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent?
我们再听一次。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
The question, a rhetorical question, when it's asked, the answer is so obvious that the person who asked the question expects you to know the answer.
所有的反问句的问题，所问的人是希望你的回应已经知道这个答案。
By the way, those of us, we're all, you know, most of us are, have children, and when we ask our children, "Do you think money just grows on trees?" we are not expecting an answer, right?
我们在座都是身为父母的，我们是不是常常会跟孩子说，你以为钱是树上长出来的？
The answer is obvious.
这答案很明显吧。
Or when someone around you asks you this question, "Duh, how could I be so stupid?"
或者你身边有朋友说，哇，我怎么这么笨啊？
Don't feel like you need to answer them, right?
你不要想要去回答他。
Here, God is asking us rhetorical questions.
神在反问我们。
Trust me, he does not need your debate right now.
相信我，他不需要跟你辩论这个问题。
God is simply asking, looking for one response.
神只是要我们的回应。
He wants us to respond to him like Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Here I am, Lord, send me.
神要我们回应，就像以赛亚书上说的，我在这里，请差遣我。
I hope that's our response. Every one of us, when we hear these rhetorical questions asked by God, that will be our response. Here I am. Here we are. Send us.
我们给神所要的回应就是，我在这里，请差遣我。
Let's look at number three, the definition of beautiful feet.
那我们来看看何谓佳美的脚踪。
Look at this verse, verse 15, and how are they to preach unless they are sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
第十五节，若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美。
So this verse was a quote from the Old Testament book Isaiah.
这一段经文是由以赛亚书、以赛亚书截过来的。
The book of Isaiah was written during the time when God's people was in exile.
以赛亚书写的那个时候是当耶稣的门徒四散奔逃的时候。
And the Gentile nations had come upon them, had captured them, had oppressed them, and God's people, they were living in fear and uncertainty.
在那个时候呢，所有的门徒奔逃的时候，外邦人就要抓捕他们，欺压他们，而所以这些门徒都生活在恐惧和不安当中。
And for God's people, one thing that they were looking forward to was to hear the good news, the message from Zion.
他们那个时候一心想望的是一个好消息。这个好消息是什么呢？是有一位弥赛亚从西安出来。
That's right. And our God is still in control, and He will bring us salvation through their long-awaited Messiah.
我们知道神掌权，然后神会把所有的救赎带来，但是要经过我们长久等待的弥赛亚带来。
And that's why we get this verse, verse 15. How lovely are the feet who carry that good news.
那些传福音、报喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美。
This makes us think of the origin of marathon.
这样让我们想起来这个马拉松的起源。
The story came from the battle. It was a battle between the Athens and the Persians on 490 BC.
马拉松的起源是来自于一场波斯和波斯人跟希腊人的一个战争。
So the Athenians, they thought they had lost the battle, and that they thought the Persians were about to invade their city.
当这些雅典人想到波斯人要来进攻他们的时候，他们就想到他们要完蛋。
And back in those days, if you're defeated by an enemy nation, what they would do is that they would burn their entire city.
在古时候的时候，当你这个城市被打败的时候，敌人会把你整个城市烧掉。
Well, they were going to burn it themselves because they knew that the enemies would come and they would murder their children and they would rape their women.
他们知道敌人会做的事情，他们就情愿自己先做了，把自己的城烧掉，把自己的孩子跟妇女都先杀掉。
And so this Greek messenger from Athens, he ran all the way from Marathon to Athens.
这个时候他们就差了一个使者从马拉松开始全程的跑过去，不停止的跑。
26 miles, as fast as he could, non-stop, to announce this important this message that the Athenian army was victorious against the Persians.
他们要跑大约26英里来传告这个消息。这个消息是什么呢？就是波斯人，就是这个雅典人，他们已经打了好几场胜战了。
How beautiful, right? Are those who carry that good news.
多么美丽啊！当这些传信息的人拼命的跑，拼命的跑。
Today, the sermon is entitled How Beautiful.
今天我们的题目是何等佳美。
But when we think of marathon runners and we look at their feet, beautiful, probably not the word that would come to mind.
当我们看见跑马拉松的人，他们的脚，我们有时候会说很美，但是并不是我们字面上的意思。
Look at this awful picture of a marathon runner.
看一下这个是跑马拉松人的脚。
All beat up, all bruised, their toenail fallen off.
全部都受伤了，所以都是淤青了，而且很多脚趾甲盖都掉。
All right, let's go to the next slide because this is very uncomfortable, right?
我们看一下下一张。
All right, that's better. So, let me tell you a story. One of my wife's friends, she had a chance to participate in a marathon.
我来讲一个故事。我妻子有一位朋友，她参加了马拉松赛跑。
Well, after the race, she decided to give herself a treat, so she went to get a pedicure.
当她跑完的时候，她决定要给她自己一个犒赏，她就去要修指甲。
And so upon paying at the register, right, after a pedicure was done, she kind of argued with the beautician that she should not have to pay full price.
当她修完指甲要去付账的时候，她就跟那个美容师说，我好像不应该付全额哦。
That she should have gotten a discount.
我应该有一些折扣吧。
Why?
为什么？
Because she only had three toenails left.
因为他只剩下三个完整的小指甲。
But today's verse tells us how beautiful are the feet of those who carry the good news.
我们今天要谈的是这些传福音的脚是多么的佳美。
What makes them beautiful?
什么让他们的脚这么美丽？
It's their obedience to carry the good news of Jesus Christ.
是他们顺服在把神美好的福音传给别人。
That's what makes their feet beautiful.
这些让他们的脚。
Allow me to share some stories of those who have beautiful feet.
我要跟各位再介绍几位他们有非常美丽的脚踪的几位人士。
An unknown missionary named Kate serving in the jungles of Peru.
有一位不太知名的传教士。他叫 Kate， 他的服事是在一个秘鲁的丛林里面。
Ministering to the villagers living in poverty, working with children who have been abused.
他传道的对象，服事的对象是一个很穷困的村子里面被受虐的儿童。
This is her prayer.
这是他的祷告。
She said, "My feet certainly are not beautiful because of anything I've done, but I pray." The Lord Himself will make them beautiful.
当我做所有的事情的时候，我的脚并不美，但是我祈求神让你使用我的脚，让它们变成何等美丽。
She said, "My sandal feet are often dirty, sweaty, and covered with bug bites."
我那穿着拖鞋的脚是非常的脏，也非常的潮湿。
But I pray the Lord will use them to bring the good news to the poor and the sick.
我希望神能够用我的脚，能够传美丽的道给那些穷人、生病的人。
To the lonely and to the discouraged.
给那些寂寞的人，跟一些沮丧、失望的人。
To the unevangelized and anyone God leads me to. God made my feet beautiful.
神让我的脚踪何其佳美。
Jesus, there's someone who, the prayer of someone who has beautiful feet.
能够做这个祷告的人，他一定有一双非常美丽的脚踪。
There's a young man in our congregation. He's about college age.
在我们教会有一个年轻人，大概是大学生。
Came from an unbelieving household.
他来自一个不幸的家庭。
And as he started attending our church, he realized and appreciated the clear gospel, good news of Jesus Christ.
他来我们教会之后，他非常的喜欢我们教会所传讲的佳音。
However, his family weren't quite happy about him. attending a Christian church.
但是他的家人不太高兴，因为他去了基督徒的教会。
Well, his birthday was coming up.
他的生日来了。
He told his dad.
他告诉他爸爸。
My birthday wish is that, Dad, you will come to church with me.
我生日的愿望，他跟爸爸说，我生日的愿望是你能跟我去一趟教会。
Would you ask that of your dad who's against you going to a Christian church?
你会问你的爸爸跟你去教会吗？如果他们是曾经反对你的人。
And guess what? His dad showed up with him on his birthday.
结果呢？他的爸爸真的来到教会，在他生日那一天。
Some of us got to meet the dad and were able to strike up a relationship with him.
教会里的弟兄姐妹就跟他的爸爸聊天寒暄。就成了朋友。
And over the last year, Mr. Tran, that's his name, Mr. Tran would show up to church once a while with his son.
经过了去年的一年呢，这位爸爸就是 Mr. Tran， 就偶尔会跟他的儿子来到教会。
That young man has beautiful feet.
这位年轻人就是有着佳美的脚踪。
And I'm so proud of him.
我为他为傲。
Many people know this man, Hudson Taylor.
很多人知道这么一个传道人叫做 Hudson 泰勒。
The man who played such a big role in bringing the good news to China, a country that we know so close and opposed to the gospel message.
我们知道他到中国去传讲福音许多年。
He said these famous words. The Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It is a command to be obeyed.
大使命是不是可以选择的？没有选择性的。唯一我们能做的就是遵从他的指令。
Obey, he did. He set foot in China when he was only 21 years old.
他去中国的时候，他遵从神的命令去了中国。那个时候他只有21岁。
But for the next 50 years of his life, he literally gave his life to the Chinese people, a people that God has called him to.
在他生命的有生之年五十几年，他都在中国为中国人献上他所有的生命。
Until God took him home at the age of 73.
直到他73岁的时候，神接他回天家。
This is what he said. He said at the end of his life, if I had 1,000 pounds, China should have all of it.
这是他说的一句话。我如果有一千英镑，我都会给中国人。
If I had 1,000 lives, China should have them.
如果我有一千条命，我一千条命都会给中国。
Because of his obedience to God's calling, millions of Chinese people have come to know Jesus Christ.
因为他遵从了神的大使命，所以数以百万计的中国人从此可以得听到福音。
Hudson Taylor had beautiful feet.
戴德生就有一双美丽的足迹。
Please allow me to share a video clip with you prepared by my girls.
接下来我跟大家分享一下我女儿们的录像。
And I hope that God would use the words of this song to encourage us to share His good news to those who do not know Him.
我希望能够借着这一首歌，让曾经不认识神的人都能够听到他的好消息。Thank you.
People need the Lord. Amen.
人们需要主，阿门吗？
A lot of lines that says, they go through private pain, living fear to fear.
我很喜欢这个歌词。当人生很艰难的时候，他们心中充满了恐惧。
It says, laughter hides their silent cry. They're crying on the inside, but on the outside, they're pretending to smile.
他们的笑容遮盖了他内心的眼泪。
They need to hear that Jesus cares for them.
他们需要知道耶稣基督很在意他们，很爱他们的。
This word of life, this message of life, is only we can share. God has given us this God-ordained mission to share His good news. Only we can share.
我们能做的就是去传福音，神给我们的大使命就是叫我们去传、去讲。
I know that we often feel so intimidated because we feel that we are not perfect enough to share the good news.
我们时常会感到胆小，因为我们觉得我们不完美，我们不配去。
Everybody knows this man, Billy Graham, the greatest evangelist.
大家都认识这个 Billy Graham.
On an elevator with Billy, when another man in the elevator recognized him, he said, "You are Billy Graham, aren't you?"
有一个人在电梯里遇到了 Billy Graham, 他就说，你就是那个伟大的布道家 Billy Graham 吗？
Billy Graham said, "Yes, I am."
他说，是的，是。
The man said, "You are truly a great man." Billy Graham said, "No, I am not a great man, but I have a great message."
Billy Graham 说，我不是一个伟大的人，我只是有一个伟大的福音。
See, may that encourage all of us. We may not be great, but we do have a great message.
我希望我们每个人都能够收到这一个伟大的信息。
May we be obedient in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to those people that He has placed in our lives.
我希望我们每个人都能够出去传福音，传给未信的人，传给在我们身边，在我们生命中所有的人。
I'm going to close today's message with a prayer, but I'm going to give us about 30 seconds to think about something.
我今天就要结束，要做一个结束祷告，但是我要给各位30秒钟的时间去想一件事情。
Can we think of people in our life who still do not know Jesus Christ?
我们可以想想，我们身边是不是有人他很需要主耶稣基督的福音呢？
Can we think of those people and pray for those people?
我们可不可以想到这些人，而且为他们祷告？
Let's have a time of silent prayer.
我们有一个静默的30秒。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you for speaking to us today.
我们的天父主耶稣，我们感谢你有让我们今天有机会听到你的信息。
Thank you that you want to use us to accomplish your great purpose.
我们感谢你能够用我们来完成你伟大的使命。
While we are so imperfect, we're reminded today that we have a great message.
我们虽然那么不完美，但是我们今天听到信息，就是我们必须要去传这个佳音。
Lord, help us to be the true light that you want us to be and point people to you.
神啊，我希望我们成为你的真光，而这个真光可以将人带指向于你。
Lord, make our feet beautiful for your glory.
神啊，为了你的荣耀。使我们的脚踪何等的佳美。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.